Blog Talk Radio.
Now that we finally got them out the way, all bad decisions.
a mess. I want your body in a million ways. Nobody ever makes me feel the same when I'm with you. Watch it up nice and slow. In the back.
Thank you. Baby, 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 I love you.
There's something
Good evening, good evening, good evening. I'm your host, La Perla Negra, and I am joined tonight by my sexy, sultry voice diva, Miss VIP. Hey, Diva, how you doing tonight?
Hey, Diva, I am ecstatic. How are you tonight?
I'm good. You're sounding sexy, you know, extra sexy tonight. What's going on with you, girl? You got a little bit more sultriness in that voice.
Well, sounds it's only good. Because I haven't spoken in about 4 hours. But I'm good. Good. Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, you have just entered the erotic love zone. And this is Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Diva, I got my Raw Links on. You got yours on?
Always, always. My poet bracelet is the best.
I know that's right. Girl, I love my poet bracelet. And you know what, ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to tell you where you can acquire these lovely, lovely, precious gemstones and metals and even woods. They give off great energy. They give you great energy, all of that. Yeah. They look beautiful. To top it off, they just look absolutely beautiful. You can actually acquire them at Facebook, at rawlinksbraw@facebook.com and Amazon. And if you can't get them from there, you make sure you holler at us over here at Epiphany. We will make sure you get to adorn your body with these beautiful pieces. Now, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please do not forget to press that 1. Before I go any further, I must give a shout-out to a very, very special friend of mine who is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, he is also the CEO of Raw Links, those beautiful gems that we were talking about, those beautiful pieces of jewelry that we were just talking about. Please check them out. You will not be disappointed. I promise you.
Yeah.
Diva.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about this topic tonight?
First of all, and got me reminiscing a little bit. I'm like, do I want to go past or do I want to stay in front?
Ooh.
Either which way,
okay.
I got caught.
I know that's right. I know that's right. I kind of like it myself. It was, you know what? It was like a spur of the moment thing. And I'm glad that you pushed me, you know, to work together with you to come up with these topics, because I probably would be running on empty, running blanks through my head. Who knows, you know? But we get together and we work it out, and I'm grateful, you know. So I want to ask you the question first, though. Let me take another little sip of some holy water. Hold on.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to start calling it from now on for the Erotic Love Zone, some holy water, because that's what I've been needing to have.
I'm about to
go
to the chicken. Yeah.
I want to know, give us a little insight on, because, you know, we want to know, what is the deepest someone has ever taken you into ecstasy?
Ooh. Well, first of all, I will tell you this. I got taken so far under. By the time it was over, I hardly remembered my name. But then again, and let me tell you this. Are you talking about deliciously sore?
Ooh.
I mean, I felt it afterwards, the day after, and that day after. So I got caught up. It was deep. Trying to tell you, that was good.
I feel that. I almost spit my water out when you said you forgot to talk.
So what about you, Diva?
Mine, I'm going to tell you something. Mine, how do I explain this? It actually, it went beyond physical touch. It was mental and spiritual. Oh, my God. The energy was just, it was almost maddening. It felt so good. And I just, Lord have mercy. I don't even know how to explain it, but that was the deep. I think I went deep and high off of it.
Absolutely.
It was a beautiful thing, though. It really was. It was good. It was good. I didn't forget my name, but I ain't gonna get too much into it. It was delicious. It was absolutely delicious. I had never been that pulled in that strong before like that. Because I'm usually pretty good. I'm usually pretty much in control of my thoughts, my energy, my body, but. Yeah, something had a hold on me. It was good though. It was good. I must say. But taking me back. Lord, I feel like you taking me back.
Yes.
Okay. So now I'm gonna leave it up to you. Do you want me to read first, or would you like to get your piece going first?
You know what?
Not that it matters, because I know we're going to talk something to bitches.
Yeah, let's switch up, because I've been going first for the last couple of weeks, so let's have you slide in tonight. Let me put the spotlight on you, Diva.
Okay. All right, so. Excuse me.
But whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. All right. Y'all know me. This is Untitled. When he asked me, have you ever shared space with a cosmic dancer, seen a star up close enough to hold it in your hand and paint with its dust, I told him that I fall in love too easy, so I stay away. He said, the soul is the deepest you can get, so come with me and let soul travel. I told him again, I fall in love too easy, so I stay away. He said, let me taste you and allow the flavor of you to find its way through the maze of my taste buds until you release your soul into my mouth. And I will drink deep, all of you. And as I fuck you with slow, deep strokes, touching the light within, kissing you, allowing you the pleasure of tasting what I have, you will call my name through your mouth, as if summoning from a distance more and more of this pure passion I release. With each of your tears of joy through ecstasy, we will have reached the highest of highs. And let's be clear, this is an inescapable pleasure. I will set your soul on fire because my desire for you will always go beyond just your body. I am soul food. And that's their piece.
Whoa. Wait. What was that last line?
And let's be clear. This is an inescapable pleasure. I will set your soul on fire because my desire for you will always go beyond just your body. I am soul food.
Yes. I am soul food. Yes. That was delicious, delectable, delightful. I don't know any more D's.
Thank you, dear. I'm glad you enjoyed
it. Nice. Yes.
Yeah. Now, we are anxious, and I say we because I know all the callers, including myself, are waiting to hear what you brought delicious for us to listen to tonight. So whenever you're ready, Diva, I'm going to put the spotlight on you. And the mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is called I Let Him Lead Me. I got caught up in his kiss, his embrace. He knew I loved him. He didn't tease me. He only wanted to please me. I let him lead me into ecstasy. I thought I had a mind, body, and soul, making him moan and writhe. Yet, what he was doing to me had me floating into a time and space. Goosebumps ran amok, making me tremble. I was being made love to, and all I can do was hang on to him as he laved my body with his tongue. I grew hoarse between moaning and screaming. I barely heard him ask, do you want me to take it? I acquiesced quickly because he had me before he asked. I let him take me higher and deeper until I hit climax and collapsed. Then he lifted me and said, more. I didn't think I had more to give until he thrust it into me, making my honey pot overflow. I came again as he held me. Damn, I thought I had him flying. Was I lying? Oh, my goodness. He had me sighing because he took me deeper, deeper into ecstasy. I let him lead me as he proceeded to feed me. I felt myself drip. I let him lead me further. I got caught up as he touched the curve of my hip. Fell helpless and completely under his spell. And that's that piece.
Damn, that was hot. Let me take another sip of holy water. Lord, that was hot in your voice. Oh, my goodness. Girl.
Yeah.
I'm going to write down a couple lines. I wanted to write down a couple lines for every line after every line I wanted to write down, you just kept coming with more and more deliciousness. And I'm like, damn, he did that for real?
Delicious, man.
Girl. I loved it. Ooh,
well,
thank you for that. Well.
But you know what, Diva? I'm ready.
You ready?
Tonight. I got my water ready. I got my cranberry juice. I'm just going with it.
No joy juice. I'm not doing that either. No joy juice. No tree blowing. No none of that. Just chill and I'm gonna sit back and I'm enjoy the words that are coming from this first artist we got on the mic. All right, Diva, here we go. Poetic, welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How you doing tonight?
Thank you, Poetic.
Hey, Miss VIP, La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Adrian. Hey, Danielle.
How you doing, babe?
I'm doing really good. Great start to the show tonight.
Well, thank you.
Great dynamic, demanding, delicious, devilish. Definitely. Definitely an interesting topic and pieces. Got my juices. May I add?
Oh, wow. Well, already then.
I know one lady that's going to enjoy them juices because she just sent me a picture of what she got on. Oh, you requested black tonight, huh? And
I haven't seen her in a couple of weeks, so.
Oh, it's gonna be hot tonight.
You know, I always sound like my man Wesley Snipes, always better on black.
Maybe that's what it is. She looks absolutely exquisite. I say delicious if I do say so myself, and I ain't into the women, but okay.
That's right.
All right. I can't wait to hear
him. Just hold him. Yes, yes. Be patient, sweetie. Please, we need his poetry, okay? Come on now. You notice what we do. Okay, thank you. Sheesh. That girl just be... Dare I say, pining for more. She looks beautiful.
Yes, she does.
I'm excited.
She said, just wait.
Wait. Wow.
What is that? No, I don't know nothing about that perfume, honey. I don't know nothing about it. She said something about some kind of perfume that she, I don't know what it is, but she got it on tonight. Damn.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Well.
I can't wait. Ooh, look. Whoo. Yes. Yeah, y'all got a question tonight. But you got a question
we
tonight.
Do.
We sit here and we delay the inevitable of me getting into her presence.
Oh my. All right, I'm gonna ask you the question then. What is the deepest someone has ever taken you into ecstasy?
Wow. The deepest that someone has ever taken me into ecstasy is when they made love to my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And when I tell you, by the time they got done making love to my mind, I was in such deep thought. I'd already thought we had done the deed and we hadn't even got there yet.
Wow.
And that is a dangerous person.
Mm. It is.
Had me forgetting to go to work. Had me not realizing I had other responsibilities.
Ooh.
Yes.
That's pretty deep. Yeah,
that's a dangerous person.
Yeah, that can be very, very dangerous. Goodness. Whew, okay, well, Poetic, we are definitely, definitely anxiously awaiting your words that are absolutely delicious. So what I'm going to do is stand back and put the spotlight on you, and whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is called Bragging Rights. Every time you think of me, you get moist and she pulsates. Your hips sway and gyrates. Because for me, you create this heightened ecstasy, allowing me to be me. Exploring your mind, body, and soul, where extreme pleasure is our goal. As I take time rediscovering the parts of you that create euphoria, sucking and licking areas that I've missed immensely, orchestrating that pleasing smile submissively, especially when I feel your breath on the nape of my neck. Then my hormones stand at attention on my naughty deck, waiting to feel you cream and squirt on me with sheer delight. I'm immediately turned on by the thought of you riding my face every night. 'Cause you give me ecstasy bragging rights. Tell the world of this sexual, sensual state you put me in. But that's when you shut my mouth by putting your tongue in it, grab my hands and force them down south, whispering in my ear. You feel how wet I am for you, my dear. I'm floating on cloud nine as I caress your voluptuous breasts, waiting for this moment to release the liquid I've been holding back. Wondering just where you would like for me to drain my sack. Which direction will you purposely take charge and guide me into a heavenly release tastefully? But no disrespect. I want you to fuck me. I want you to please me. Because I would love to have sight beyond sight as I express my bragging rights. From the mind of Poetic.
Oh, my word.
Oh. Wait a
minute. Wow.
No. Go ahead, Diva, because I don't even know if I want to ask these questions.
First of all, I love this. You have a way with you. Even if I wanted you to go raw, you don't go raw, but you teeter on that fine line of class and then almost toppling into a little bit of, ooh, you know what I'm saying? And then you say things, you know, like the F word, and then, you know, sometimes, you know, not hearing it from you enough. When we do hear it, it's like, ooh, it creates, you know what I'm talking about, Poetic. Anyway, I love it.
Thank you.
If I could purr like a kitty, I would. Trust me. All right, Diva, what you got for him? Thank you. Jeez.
Did you say sucking and licking places that you miss?
Hey, did. Stop.
That riding your face, did you say every night?
Yes.
Oh, my
yes.
God.
Lord.
Talk about a kitty purring.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to keep that too. That was delicious. And I agree with what my diva said. You get just on the edge of the rawness, but you still keep it tactful and classy, but it's still...
I love it that way.
It's just enough nastiness that we don't hear often from you. And when you say it, it's deliberate and with such intention, it shocks certain... It hits certain parts, and it has the effect that you are going for. I'm going to let you know that, it does.
Yeah.
I'm glad it's a mute button because it'd be things going over the other side of this phone. Y'all don't know.
I was trying to.
Thank you.
Yeah, and you know, your rawness has, you've exposed us to more of it. Since I've had the pleasure of knowing you over these past, 5-6 years, I see your rawness has expanded on it. And usually I'm in pretty much control, but it's had an effect lately. I got to burn some candles and some sage or something. Shit. It is absolutely delicious, and I love it, just like I know everybody else does, man. Thank you for that.
Thank you for make me go there.
You got my diva tongue tied, Lord. I don't even want to say certain words around you no more, like tongue shit.
I know, right? Okay.
Ain't nothing wrong with a little Latin tongue tango.
Okay, we're going to bring you back later.
I forgot your name.
I need him to calm down, me to calm down, and everybody else to do the same. Lord.
Poetic. Would you please come back to us a little bit later on and give us the rundown for Epiphany for the week, please?
Absolutely. It would be my pleasure. I got a lady. Mm-hmm. I got to get a friend.
All right.
Have a drink.
Yeah.
All right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. I'm coming, baby.
Lord, have mercy.
You know what, Diva? I'm going to tell you something, Diva. I love classy pieces that just teeter on the edge of that soft to raw porn. I love it classy. You don't have to go boom, you know what I mean? But if you go boom, I'm like, ooh. And look, I have to purr before the ending because, honey, ooh, think we got a lineup tonight. Like, mm.
Yeah, you talking about making a kitty cat purr, yeah. She's purring all right.
All right,
you ready for this next call? We're going to open up his microphone.
Yeah. Who do we have on the mic?
Blaze. Hey, Blaze. Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. Good morning,
welcome.
Yo, what's up, ladies? How you doing?
We're doing
good. He's coming in here with his sexy voice on. Listen to him. Yo, what's up, ladies? How you doing? We're doing all right. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
All right, now.
I'm doing good. Like, that's what I like to hear.
Yes, 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 yes. Well, so Blaze, I believe my diva has a question to ask you.
I do.
I have an answer to give her.
Well, all right. Well, Blaze, tonight we want to know, what's the deepest someone has taken you into ecstasy?
It was actually probably the scariest moment of my life on top of the most sexual moment of my life. One of my exes, she was riding me at the time. And it was so good that I really tripped it off into some other type of land in my mind or whatever. And I honestly believe I was having sex with a demon at the time. And it scared the shit out of me. And I like, literally, and I don't know, it just really scared the shit out of me, but I couldn't stop it. I was just so taken by it that I didn't know what to do and finish. And I couldn't figure out what the fuck happened.
Whoa. Well, that was definitely very spiritual. Yeah. It does sound something like some warfare going on. That makes me, and I'm sure everybody else listening, intrigued. I want to hear your piece. Got me all primed and ready.
Absolutely. So I tell you what, I'm going to stand back. I'm going to put the spotlight on you. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. All right. You keep pushing buttons. And I'm going to show you a smutting slut when we begin fucking. Keep on. And I'm going to make love to tongue, kiss you, slurp, and lick your voices, vagina. And that's not even me saying kinda. I want to tear you up. Wear you out. Not necessarily trying to scare you, but with the force of what I'll do to you during sexual intercourse, I'm going to make your pupils roll into your throat, disconnecting from your sclera. I will even invent a way of having mind-blowing sexcapades to scare you telepathically. I will master she. I'll make you do somersaults, twists, semi flips backwards. See, what? You laugh at me, but you're the one that's going to be so dizzy and discombobulated geographically. Let me remind you, I'm a full-blown hazard. Me, I will make your toes curl like an elf shoe. kindred kelt you. This ecstasy will belt you, talking to your soul, saying no more hide and seek. Why? Because I smell you. I've held you. I tell you, this should make you give me all that good in turn. I'm going to give you all this wood in your hood while eating you out so damn good that I'd be then sucked out an ulcer. While simultaneously performing pull-ups with my tongue muscle on the back of your vulva. Of course, the back that I blew on your clit tips ever so soft and gently will off you immensely, especially when I secretly slide ice cubes inside your vaginal walls. I don't know why you keep trying to get away. You done already had a couple slips and quite a few falls due to me licking and slurping your favorite juices from off, around, and between your toes, coincided with me massaging your thighs and calves, equilibrium off, and here comes that vertigo, boom spinning, consumed, been in these type positions under these type conditions. I asked and you said, never. Yes. Oh, baby, yes. Please stop. Don't beat it up. Hurt it. No. Ooh, my cervix blow. Oh, it's about to be out of service. Whoa, babe. I should stop. The hell you should. I'm about to tell this wood I wish it would try and go to another neck of the woods. I'll break the neck of this wood. Don't you know no good? Don't you know no good? Got me in sheer nakedness. It wouldn't be right if I let all this pipe. Sweetheart, I'm right here. Why are you talking to yourself? I'm not going nowhere, so... Baby, that means no tears. Is that meaning our next encounter? We can incorporate whips and belts? Wow. I guess, can we just stick to how I can make your organic juices evaporate and melt? Okay. Okay, baby, however the cards are dealt, I just want to always feel how you made me felt. I truly want this all for myself. Do I want this all for myself? Just please promise me you won't give this to no one else. I mean, I need to hear you say it. You got to say it. You won't give it to no one else because it's mine. It's all mine, right? Baby, listen, you gotta say it. It's all mine, right? It's all mine, right? Blaze, and peace.
Well, damn, you were talking about doing some damage in there. Wait a minute. What did you say? About the neck of the woods, that neck of the woods, and you breaking the neck of that. What was that line?
Come on now.
Yeah, you better not take this to any neck of the woods. Shit, I'll break the neck of this wood.
Oh, shit.
you know, I'm going to tell you something. I had to close my eyes this time. But you had some deliciousness, then you had downright sexy, and then you had some humor. Because, you know, I haven't heard that song in I don't know how long. Don't you know no good? I like stop
Don't
playing.
You know no good?
Oh, crack up. I said, wait a minute. No, you did not say, don't you know no good? Oh, no. But like I said, it was delicious. Then, woo-hoo-hoo. And then funny. I said, wait a minute. No, he did not. I could not help but laugh. And then you jump right back in on, I will break you. I was like, oh, damn, here he comes again. So I had my little roller coaster ride, and I do appreciate that. So great people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I was trying not
to. So
I was, when I was wanting you to repeat that line about the neck of the woods, I was trying not to laugh because that part kept running through my head because all I seen was who did that? Eddie Murphy or something? Oh, my God. I said, how are you going to take us from erotica to comedy? That was crazy.
Know, right?
It's like my
exactly.
Diva said, it was a roller coaster ride. But aside from that, the piece was dope, Blaze, as always. Thank you for coming in. Oh, man, and giving us that awesome piece. Wow. Appreciate that. Oh, man. All right. Well, I'm going to send you over to the Love Lounge. Poetic is over there with Galinda, my mixologist. Go on over there and grab yourself your favorite drink, and you can sit back, put your feet up, and take your socks off. Baby, baby.
I know my brother over there with her, so she got to bring some relatives or friends so I can let them break the neck of this wood.
Oh, my.
Oh, Lord. Behave. None of that going on in the Love Lounge now.
Okay. I mean, it's called the Love Lounge for a reason, right?
We do.
But
just take it easy over there, okay?
Will do. I'll behave.
One love, one mind. Wow. Diva. Come on. See, don't you Can we get a station identification break real quick, please, Diva?
Absolutely. Oh, my goodness. Wow. It's going to be a quick.
They know who we be.
Wow. Girl, I'm still trying to get myself together.
I know, right? Exactly. Oh, you know what? I know I don't see a diva coming on the mic.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you see her. Just like
Leave
I see
in.
Her.
Leave yes, her in, we my diva.
We got us a Gina Storm blowing through. Hey, Gina. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. Mm-hmm. How you doing tonight? He's
I was
quiet, so she
because I didn't know that y'all had came to me. I'm sorry.
I was going to say,
Happy Wednesday, Diva.
Happy Wednesday to you. How you doing?
I'm good. I was in the kitchen, and I said to myself, watch they come to me as soon as I'm not listening. And it wasn't that I wasn't still engaged, because I was listening to Blaze and his commentary and y'all getting back. But during the station identification, I was like, well, I got a couple of dishes. Let me, you know, run this for the water right quick. And and he threw leftovers up in the microwave. And all I could think was, I got plenty of time. And then I heard my name.
There you go. Well, that's all right, because you're up in here now. And, yeah, Blaze took us on a roller coaster ride real quick.
Just a little bit.
He took us up, and then he took us higher.
Blaze should come with the warning light. Right.
Yeah, he should come with a warning.
Not right.
Child. Yeah, because he can get into it and give us some characters. He is definitely a performer. Definitely.
Yes,
he is. But,
mm-hmm.
My Beaver. What do you think about this question tonight about what is the deepest someone has ever taken you into ecstasy?
I see the flyers and the promos for everybody's show every week, and I just know to show up, and I don't worry about what the topic is because my thought is this: once I find out, I can write to it or I can freestyle to it, so it doesn't matter to me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. With this particular show, I have to be ready because erotica is not my go-to.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. So
I wrote to the topic while I was listening to the music play. Because when Danielle said, if you're listening, then you need to press 1 to get in. Mm-hmm. On the mic, and I was like, oh, my God, LaPrella Negra, you're right. But I can't until I finish writing my piece. I don't want you to get to me, and I'm still in the process of. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I wrote my piece, and I understood the assignment, and I'll see what y'all think in a minute.
All right.
All right, well, the mic is yours.
You know, I had to find it. Okay, so I titled my piece Deeper. Whew. Deeper. See, the word deeper in and of itself isn't always enough. Occasionally, we meet our sexual match. We get our perm sweated out and our tracks snatched. My curly fro gets tighter. This couldn't be any writer. I can't catch my breath. I know you understand that too. Like the heartbeats are coming outside of your chest. Your life's been put on hold, and his stroke game is wickedly bold. Pleasure like this has to be showed and not told. He introduced me to hedging. And I'd be at the brink, close to my desired peak. And he kissed. Touch and explore as my whole flower blossomed. It would become engorged, me wanting him soared. My feet left the floor. I sailed on a wave of ecstasy with him on top of me. Everything inside of my body screaming those needles, puppy eye, wee, until I collapsed. And he was happily satisfied and braggadocious. Me, all I could do was play precocious, but my release, delicious, because I've been suspicious of men asking to go deeper as I did with him, and I shan't again, knowingly, in peace.
Okay, I was on mute. Oh, now. Mm-hmm. Oh, I can see it. Go ahead with your pants up. And if I may go first, Diva, first of all, Dina, you had me dying on the first 2 lines. I was screaming. Something about, wait a minute, about the wig snatched or the weave snatched or a perm sweat, something. I said, wait a minute, let me not start starting out like that. Hold up.
I look at it like this. Since I don't have a perm or tracks, I had to include all women. So, no, we have variances.
Okay.
Sometimes you got to take your wig off. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
right. I love this piece. It's amazing how you could come up with something straight off the top of your head. That's one of the things I have always admired about freestyle poets, and you are one. And I'm thinking, like, you give me imagery. Like, that's why I said the first 2 lines had me just cracking up, and then I'm thinking, ooh, but then it got a little deeper, and then it got a little, ooh, and then I'm like, ooh, can I purr on this one too? Whoa. So, delicious piece, delish, delectable, and funny. So, thank you so much. Diva, what you got for her?
Thank you, Miss Happy.
You know, it's certain words that you say when you spit your pieces, even if you just freestyle, and you have a rhythm that I'm so used to hearing, but it still captures me. When you say certain words, you go up a little bit, and then you don't go all the way down. You kind of like bring it down just a little bit, and you just carry it on an even level, and then you start to go back into it, your regular rhythm, and I've gotten accustomed to that, and I love it when you do that, because you soften your voice just a little bit more than what it already is. And when you said about going deep with him,
yeah,
it did something for me. It really did something mm-hmm. for me, because that's when you emphasize that softness and keep it mm-hmm. on that even level for just like a millisecond. But it's good. It's really, really good. And I loved it. I really, really loved it. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Lucrella and Angela. I appreciate y'all. Like I said, it's not my go-to, but the only way we can grow as poets is to stretch our pens and our voices.
Absolutely.
If I'm going to freestyle or write it, I got to do something that doesn't make me comfortable. I want to squirm mm-hmm. a little bit. I want to be in the hot seat. You don't want to feel like, you know what, this ain't my jam, but I can do it too. So this
That's
is what
exactly.
ended up. Like I said, on Wednesday nights when I can, I'm here.
Absolutely, and we appreciate it. Now, wait, because we ain't letting you escape just like that, okay? Now, we want you to tell everybody what you got going on in the world of Epiphany Radio, and you got some stuff going on outside of this, out of Epiphany as well. So if you would please.
Okay, so my lineup as it stands is I'll be back here tomorrow night at Epiphany. I'll also be at the Speakeasy Cafe, because Nyla is having her, I want to say, 16th anniversary, maybe 14th, but I know I've been on board for a dozen years. It's also a call-in radio show on Blog Talk. I'll be doing that, and then I'll be at the Get Down with J-Rob and Poetic. And then on Friday, I can't remember which Epiphany rendering we have, but whichever one it is, I'll be here for that as well. On Saturday afternoon at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I'll be on Clubhouse in the kitchen with Wallace the Elder Reed doing a speed round only show. We usually get in 5, 6, sometimes 7 or 8 rounds, depending on how many poets are on stage. And then on Sunday from 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we will be having a sit-down on the comfy couch in the living room with Miss Mama Donna Reed, Wallace's actual biological mother and a member of the Small House of Poetry over on Clubhouse. So follow me, follow the Small House, come on to Epiphany, join us, because we're the poets who are everywhere that poetry can be found. Saturday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just Jay and myself, he's just Jay and I'm Gina, we'll be doing our thing one more again, because we had our debut show last Saturday and we're asked to come on again this Saturday as well. So we're going to do it. We don't have an actual topic, but what we're asking is bring your best. So that's my weekend at a glance.
All right. Thank you for that. I'm going to send you on over there to the Love Lounge. You got Poetic mm-hmm. over there. You got Blaze over there. And my mixologist.
Look, I'm scared.
Commander.
I'm a high B.I. Poetic.
Look,
I can't
thank
get pregnant.
So
I promise
much.
My grandchildren. I love
Lord
y'all. See
mercy.
You next week.
Right.
One love,
love
one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Diva,
wow.
how about a couple songs, take a little music break, and then we come back in here and see if we can interrupt Poetic a little bit so he can give us what we asked for.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Know you're right, it's right. I might just die tonight, but
I got too many hoes, but they ain't you. You like to put that shit in your nose, but I still love you. Be doing shit that nobody knows. In the streets they be thinking you're a lady, but at home
you're my fucking
oh. If you ain't nasty, don't add me. I've been working all day. I like to run the streets in the dark out and then come home, blow your back out. I hope that's okay. I can't leave you alone.
Not for no 24 hours.
Lately I've been thinking about us. About us.
You as real as they come.
But you would rather be on them drugs. And I would rather hang with my thugs. Fuck when you've been draining me out. You know that. You blow that well. Where'd I throw that? You better kiss it before I go. If you ain't nasty, don't add me.
I've been working all day. I like to run the streets the dark out, then come through and blow your back out. I hope that's okay. I can't leave you alone, no, no.
Change the sheets before we cut off. I need more water, can I have
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Erotic Love Zone. I'm your host, LaPearl Enigma, and I'm joined by my sexy, sultry voice diva, Miss VIP.
Hey,
the dialing number is 319-527-6300, and please, by all means, press that 1 and join us. Diva, how about we see if we can interrupt That's a damn shame. All right, yeah, we'll just bring him back in here.
Miss you too. I know.
Excuse
me. I know it's been too long.
Excuse me. Hey, Poetic. Could you give us a rundown for EPFD, please? Linda, can we borrow him for a minute, please?
Just for a second.
Just a few minutes, baby. Yeah, I'll be right back. Okay, so, ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for the Get Down with your host, J. Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night, y'all, is going to be Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric and Kimbrella Renee. Saturday night, y'all, the Jess, Jay, and Gina Storm Show, hosted by Jess, Jay, and Gina Storm, of course. Sunday night, y'all, is the Inspiration Factory with Divine Inspiration, a.k.a. Paul Sampson and Alonzo. Monday night, y'all, King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Tuesday night, y'all, is going to be Honey Dripper with your host. Actually, no, it's going to be Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Thanksgiving. Well, y'all know, it's all of that stuff, the variety show with my hobby. Make sure you tune in. And then next Wednesday, we'll be right back here for another fine edition of the Erotic Love Zone with Miss VIP and La Pearl La Negra. Ladies, back to you.
Thank you very much. Okay. Yes, he's coming. Mm. All right. One love, one mic part. Thank you.
One love, one mic.
Girl.
You know what?
What's that?
You know what? I'm going to tell you, this show tonight, I took my socks off, and I might have taken a little something else off, too. But I'm not confessing. So how about if I just play it again?
All right.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off. At Epiphany Radio.
I hear that, but you know what? I always take my when I come back in, I always take my socks off. And when I am, I have to confess, I giggle a little because that right there, you know, that's what do you call it? The moniker. What do you call it for Epiphany? That is, I don't know what to call it. I can't think, the word escapes me right now. But I always laugh because I hear for real saying, take your socks off. Baby. I always hear that. And I giggle when I'm taking my socks off. Every single time I do. Now, as far as taking anything else off, I might slip off something, but that's to be that's something I think I'll keep to myself. You know, and I might slip into a good read as well. You know. Slip off something and slip into a good read.
Right.
Tonight was an amazing show. I really, oh my God, the poetry, the poets, oh, the energy, it was just awesome. As always.
Yeah.
Yeah. I still see a couple more callers in here. And that's what I was just getting ready to say. If you want a chance to get on the mic before I close this show, you better put that hand up. And we just got a hand put up. We're going to let this next poet in here. We got ourselves Just Jay. Hey, Jay. Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How you doing tonight?
How are you?
I'm all right. How y'all doing tonight?
We're good.
I got here a couple minutes late, but I've been enjoying what I've been hearing so far.
Well, thank you. We have too. The poetry is amazing, man. Look, your partner came in here and gave us that soft ride and that Lord. Yes. So
she got a way of doing that stuff.
Yes, she do. Yeah. But see, that's her. That's she makes it do what it do the way she do it.
She did.
So, what do you think of this question tonight? What is the deepest someone has ever taken you into ecstasy?
You know, when things are firing on all their cylinders and things are going natural, it'd be the stuff that, you know, the passion, the swept awayness of a situation. Not so much that, you know, that the candles is lit and you know, everything is in the right place and all that type of stuff. It'd be more so the beast that can be pulled out of each person. That's happened a couple of times, but as far as anything more specific than that, you know, it's just around that area.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that. So what did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight? Because I know you brought something.
All right. I do have something. All right. I'll go into it.
All right. The mic is yours.
Oh, thank you. I want to come from behind you, gently and softly, nestle my body in behind yours. As you reach up to place your arm around the back of my head, as my lips follow with diligence down your wrists, down to your neck with tender kisses, as I whisper naughty affirmations. Affirmations of love and lust. Licking the words onto your lobe. As I feel your ass slowly grind on my obelisk of granite. While my hands grip the base of your silky melons. Passionately, my fingertips knead the dough. Ever forward the filling. And the gentle mealing of your fleshy milk. Stopping just short, making them ache for the touch of my greedy hand, causing your areolas to pucker. As my hunger for you blazes and sizzles like a small fire in the place. That fire, that same fire that stoked tonight's desire, gently and softly, with soft breath and tenderness. Let's lean on each other. Let's synchronize our balance in the ballet of mobiles as I grow weary of denying your nipples my touch, as I relinquish my grip of your hefty clutch. These thirsty hands desire to meditate on, skimming the surface of your land, searching for your oasis, the oasis of honey just beyond your labia's drip. Boom.
Hold up.
What was that?
Down the strip? Did he say labian strip? What? What'd you say? Mm-hmm. Did you say the oasis of your labian strip? Would you say that again?
Yo.
The oasis of honey just beyond your labia's drips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, that was delicious.
Oh, you gonna stop? I mean,
no, don't.
Lord. I'm gonna tell you right now. I realize that you do not write erotica. You know that's not your genre. However, I listen. I may not ever say too much, but I listen. And this was a little on the steamy side.
Hey, I appreciate you for listening.
Yeah. Mm. I really do.
Yeah.
And, mm-hmm.
Hey, thank you.
You know what, Jay? I never found a word for the reaction behind the nipples becoming
red.
And I like that pucker. The areolas pucker. I like that. I'm just found a new line of putting in a piece that I ain't wrote yet.
And the grooves and the ridges and everything. I'm like, where did this come from?
Yeah. I'm going to use the areolas pucker behind erect nipples. I like that. That works.
Lord.
Yeah, I like that. That piece is yet to be written, but I'm working on it right now.
There you go.
Thank you for that. Oh, yeah.
Hey, I appreciate y'all been enjoying the show.
Wait a minute.
Absolutely.
Now.
Thank
we
you so much.
You too, and I know your partner just came in here, but we got to ask you, too, to tell us what you got
going on.
That's exactly right. Epiphany Radio. And you got something else going on outside, don't you?
Yeah, this Saturday is going to be very exciting for us. We're going to bring a guest host in already, our second show already. We're bringing a guest host in. It's Wallace Reed, the elder from the Small House of Poetry. We think about dotting those guys in there. You know, we just like over here at Epiphany, you know, we roll really tight. So I'm going to be dotting those guys in here from time to time to go ahead and keep the energy good and flowing. I think the people will enjoy a change up for me and Gina every now and then, too. So we're going to bring in some people with some flavor, and we're not going to hog the stage. We're going to leave it open to whoever can do the job.
Very nice. Very nice. Can't wait to hear
Thank you very much for that, Jay. I'm going to send you on over there to the Love Lounge with your partner in crime. We got Poetic over there, and we got Blaze over there, and my mixologist, Kalinda. And she knows your favorite.
Oh,
right.
Sounds like good company already then.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, Jay, thank you very much. One love, one mic.
One
hey,
love,
y'all too,
one
take
mic.
Diva.
This
yes,
was incredible. Incredible.
It was an incredible show, man. Mm-hmm. I appreciate everybody that comes through. The poetry is amazing. Yes. You know, certain questions that we pose that I think makes the poets dig a little deeper into themselves. Because it's something about the way that they sound with certain pieces they spit from. Certain questions that we pose, the topics, you know, and tonight it was actually one of those nights I was feeling every last one of these pieces, and man, I loved it. You got any closing words for the show tonight?
I do. Ladies and gentlemen, I really, really appreciate all of you listening in online and participating in the show tonight. Listen, in spite of our CEO, without you, there's no us, too. So we thank you so much. And listen, y'all stay safe out there. COVID is touching my family again, so something's going on. So listen, wear your masks. You know, use sound judgment like my diva always says. And y'all take care of yourself. God bless. Diva.
Yeah, you know, I see one more number that snuck up in here. I don't know if they want to get on the mic or not. I'm trying to linger just a little bit and still don't see a hand up. So, yes, well, what I'm going to do, I'm going to close the show out. I love y'all. I appreciate every last one of y'all calling in, and even the ones that just listened and didn't participate. I still love y'all for coming in and just giving us the support that you do. And the ones that spit, man, amazing, amazing poetry. I felt every last, oh, man, I got visuals of all that.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to, I want you guys to do like my diva said, be safe. Yeah, because these germs are still out here. They don't go nowhere. And be sensible about it. If you don't feel good, you know, just stay away from people until you do. And then come on back out and play around, you know. So with that, everybody, I'm just going to say, you know, continue to love yourselves and respect one another, please. Get that good relationship going with yourself. Please be kind to yourself. That relationship you have with yourself, you're going to have it for the rest of your life, okay? And I love y'all. I'm going to take y'all out with this, and I'm going to say peace.
Taking over me, a feeling that my mind just can't deny. for me, but then